If you're just joining us for today's second date update, every dude has it happen once in their life where they meet the woman that can tame the beast inside them.
Ooh.
And get him to settle down. And Tim is on the phone with us right now, and Tim wants his beast tamed.
Whoa, okay. Now it got dirty. It got dirty real quick, Jubal.
Dang. Isn't that right, Tim? You need your beast tamed, don't you?
I absolutely do. I love the sound of that, yeah.
I bet you do, Tim.
Tim met a girl named Taryn at the club. He met her because, like, other dudes were dancing on her, and he went up and saved her from all those guys, and then they hung out for a little while. But after that, she keeps texting him saying that she's busy and she can't hang out, and it's kind of obvious that she's trying to blow him off a little bit. But Tim says that he thinks that he could see a future with her after hanging out for just one night, so he really wants to get her on the phone and find out why she won't go out with him. Tim, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Let's do it.
All right, well, we're going to call Taryn right now and see if we can get her on the phone. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Taryn?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show?
Okay.
Okay. You a big-time listener?
I mean, I listen to the radio.
Okay, we're on it, which is cool.
In general.
Yeah. All right, so you may not have heard us before, but at least you've heard of the radio. And we have a radio show, and one of our listeners actually asked us if we could call you.
Really?
Yeah, his name is Tim.
Tim. Oh, Tim? Whoa, why did he call you guys?
Well,
because he said he really liked you, and now you're kind of blowing him off, like you're telling him you're busy all the time. And you won't meet up for a second date.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah. Wait, are you laughing because you're flattered and excited? Or are you laughing because Tim's lame?
A little of both, I guess.
Really?
Okay. Of everything.
Huh. So you're kind of excited, but also he's kind of lame.
I wouldn't say lame. He's kind of corny. And he looks like he might be an okay guy. But I don't know really how to take it. I mean, I barely talked to him. I text him like a couple times. But I mean,
yeah, we talked to him about your date.
Date? What do you mean date?
How about this? The night you met then, if it wasn't a date, really?
Yeah.
He told us about that. He told us how he kind of saved you from some other dudes who were trying to dance with you. And then you guys ended up hanging out for a while.
No way. Saved me from some other dudes?
Yeah, he said, guy, you know, like the guys on the club that like try to hump your leg for too long. He said he rescued you from them.
If he was one of the guys that was humping my leg, then he saved me from himself. But like, I was doing perfectly fine.
Okay, so,
oh, really?
So he didn't save you necessarily, but did you enjoy hanging out with him?
I mean, he was just coming off like kind of like machismo, like he talks to a lot of women or talks to women all the time. So I was just like, that was my first time going to that place. And I mean, it seems like he was kind of popular too, because, you know, it was like all the waitresses were coming all over him, and, you know, they were like high-fiving him, and he was like the party guy, I guess, you know.
So you think he's a player, and that's why you don't want to go out with him?
Yeah, because I don't really date a lot of people. I'm pretty selective just because nowadays you just never can be too sure. So I just rather not spread my energy too thin. So
that is actually really smart.
Yeah, he just came across almost like a little bit cheesy too.
Oh.
So if he would have been more sincere and kind of like, I don't know, more vulnerable about who he was, would you have given him a shot then?
I don't know. I don't know who his real self is, but he came across like, you know, he has a monster truck or something. I don't know. It's just weird.
Okay. It's funny that you say people have ulterior motives, because I need to let you know that he's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
What the f***? Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Best response ever.
Tim, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Taryn? How you doing?
Oh, hi, Tim.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear yours, too.
Question mark.
That's convincing. That's the Taryn I know and love.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
So you kind of surprised by all of this, or what?
Yes. Like, what is going on? Like, wait, what is this?
I just haven't heard from you, so I, by any means necessary, I needed to hear your voice and wanted to get in contact with you again, hang out some more, and you've definitely made an imprint on my life and in my heart, so I'd like to talk to you some more.
Wow, I mean, that's really sweet, Tim. This is all very flattering, but I don't know if you've been listening, but, you know, you kind of came across as someone that's, like, really not my type. Like, I'm more of a laid-back. I want someone who's just, you know, calm, relaxed, who can be themselves, and I really didn't get that vibe from you. So, I don't know. I don't feel like you would be a good match, you know?
Yeah. I tend to disagree with you on that because I think that's actually the type of guy I am. I mean, for a second, just think about our names. Tim and Taryn, they both start with T's. TNT, I mean, we're both dynamite together, right?
Oh, my God, Tim, that's what she's talking about. Not do that. Oh, God.
It doesn't get more perfect than that.
Exactly. I feel like you have a book in your back pocket that you study before you talk to a girl. Like, that is just what I'm talking about.
I'm just naturally smooth like that. I mean, if there was something to study, then of course I'd study you.
What? No, Tim, stop. You're not hearing what she's saying at all.
What do you mean?
Tim, she wants someone to, I don't know, bare their souls to her, essentially. I mean, that's kind of intense, but...
Okay, so I get it. I'm trying to impress you, a little nervous and all that good stuff, but it's because I really like you, you know? And again, I don't say that too often. I don't say that to everyone. You definitely just struck my heart. You know, the night I saw you and I thought we had a great conversation, you had a beautiful smile, and not too many girls are okay with, you know, e-cigs, you know, and I was smoking my e-cig.
Stop there. Stop there, Tim. No more.
Yeah, that's love right there if somebody is cool with your e-cig.
Forget that part, Taryn. Listen to everything else he said before. That was actually really good. Right? That was sweet.
We talked to Tim for a little bit before we called you, and he said all that stuff to us, too. He's really into you.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's sweet and everything, but I just don't know. I don't know if we're in the right space, or me especially, you know, for, you know, where he's trying to go with it.
Aww.
Well, why don't you find out by going out with him again? Would you go out with Tim on a second date? We will pay for it.
Taryn, before you say anything, before you answer that, I just want you to know, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if we go out again, I know they mentioned they'll pay for it, but if the check bounces, it's on me, baby.
Oh my God. Does this guy ever stop? Like, are you serious?
I want us to be like Kanye and Kim, you know? I want us to be like Oprah and Stedman, you know?
Oprah and Stedman.
What? No one's even sure Oprah's really with Stedman. Like, no.
Well, you know, some good things come to an end, but you know, we can try. Let's just try that.
Tim, you are definitely a funny, charming guy. I think you'd probably be wonderful for the right girl. However, I just don't see our yin and yang matching up. I don't think we would be a good fit. So I'm going to have to pass on the second date.
Aww. Really? I thought you'd give him a second chance.
I really thought I would too, but he couldn't turn it off, so I don't want it.
Oh, Taryn, look, we don't even have to even address the yin yang part until you're ready. Like, that's how serious I am. I'm ready to, you know, lay it down, put everyone to the side, you know what I mean? I'll burn the black book if I have to, get myself a Metro PCS mobile, you know, track phone, and get rid of all my contacts. I mean, I will do that.
Whoa, he's ready to end everything and just focus on you, Taryn. Are you sure?
You know what, Tim? I'm going to reward your persistence, and I'm going to tell you yes. I will go on the second date with
you. What was that?
You're serious, Taryn. You'll go out with him again?
Just one date. That's it. I'm not making any promises or anything else, but I will give him a real official date.
Yay!
We'll do that.
That's what I'm talking about, you know? This is like my Rocky Balboa moment. This is like when Rocky got the shot at the champ, Apollo Creed, man. This is what I'm talking about, Taryn. You don't know how much you know, we're going to do the world a favor. We just did the world a favor. You and I together, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling
Tim,
you.
Tim, please do not make me regret my decision. Please do not make me regret.
You won't regret it. I'm so pumped to go out with you. That's all. You will not regret this. I promise.
You hear that, Taryn? It sounds like you've tamed the beast.
Oh, I don't even know what that means, but we'll see.
She tamed the beast. She tamed it. Oh, my God.